We decided it's better to have our whole management team, given that we're the hosting station. We hope you you feel welcome and that you are well fed. And after this meeting, we'll go downstairs. There's a bar on your left called Moody's, and we'll have a little get-together there. So we hope to see you all there. On my left, most of you know Fernando Velasquez, our news director at KPFK and producer of Informativo Pacifico. Sue Wells, development director. I don't want to introduce Armando. You all know him by now. He's become well-known and loved in Pacifica, Armando. And a new addition to the KPFK management team, Zuberi Fields, talented and innovative young man. We thought it's best, this is my fifth year of management as GM at KPFK, and given that we are moving towards the 50-year anniversary, we thought we'll do a five-year retrospective, tell you where we've been, what we've done, and where we're going. And we are certainly not claiming that the work that we're presenting here tonight belongs to KPFK management. We're speaking here knowing that everyone at our station contributes, the unpaid staff, paid staff, volunteers, and our local station board, and most importantly, our listeners. I just want to give a shout out to our listeners and say thank you for keeping KPFK alive. So where we came from, and here's some of the big challenges when I came into KPFK. We had a $200,000 debt, a leaking roof that was a major problem for the archives, because of the tapes that's in the archives, and that was quite a challenge. There was little to no diversity at the station or programming, no full-time staff, all temps, and we had major transmitter and signal problems at the time, as well as poor infrastructure and one daily newscast. What have we done? We've improved KPFK infrastructure. It is now completely digital. We've rebuilt 3 broadcast studios, 2 edit bays, and 2 studios for news, built a production studio, and initiated one of the most progressive union contracts in the country. We rebuilt our website 3 years ago, and our traffic has increased from 70,000 hits a month to between 4 and 5 million hits a month in over 53 countries. We have created, our webmaster have created a audio archiving and podcasting that is extremely popular. As I mentioned earlier today, Roy of Hollywood, People Up. That was an archiving number. People are downloading that show, 39,000 within 1 month, and that is midnight programming. We've built 10 community workstations for volunteers on our second floor, purchased 40 computers for staff and studios, increased programming from 68 to 100 programmers, increase and added Spanish language programming, and return black and fired programmers to KPFK. We developed a daily national Spanish newscast produced by Fernando Velasquez. We've increased public affairs programming as well as over weekends. We created a stringer budget. KPFK now pays $40,000 for stringers a year. We now have 3 daily newscasts in addition to hourly headlines. And
okay, KPFK will be a baby boomer on July 26, 2009, 50 years old. So we're now in the throes of developing an exciting campaign for our 50th anniversary celebration year. And that's going to involve our listeners, our programmers, staff, and also donors who are interested in helping us meet a really wonderful goal that we're going to set with them. But we're looking to raise $500,000 during the anniversary celebration year. We want to create outreach and marketing campaign. We want to go into billboard, bus and ads, bench ads. You have seen our canopy, our first step in having a presence in the community when we're doing our live casts. Discipline was mentioned a couple of times during the previous discussions. And as part of that discipline, I've suggested a reconfiguring of the development department so that we will increase outreach and marketing. You can ask me about that in Moody's. We are launching, as I speak, our major donor campaign throughout the Signal area. We've had, we've started with meet and greets. We've had station tours. Individual donor appointments are the result. We're finding that, you know, we can't meet and be together with everyone, but we're meeting people, getting to know them, getting to know their interests. Recently, we had a really exciting event at the station, a tour. We have another one coming up. We did one in San Diego. We have one coming up in Santa Barbara. We're meeting our donors. We're getting to know them and finding out the resources that they have. One person is an architect who would probably be helpful to us with our review of our ADA requirements. So the individual donor appointments are going to really make a difference in that campaign. We do want to reclaim San Diego, and I think there's information about that, but we met with people in San Diego just last weekend, and we're talking about a grassroots marketing campaign and getting fundraising and help to do that. Finalizing our Malibu translator by October of this year before our fund drive, because we happen to think there are people in Malibu who, if they hear us, they're going to support us. And we've been successful in starting a program which finished this year in May called Voices of Tomorrow, a training program for high school youth ages 14 to 18. We finished our first year, and we're looking at getting into the after-school programming with LAUSD and other after-school projects, which are being funded by a number of foundations who might not want to fund us directly. But once they have funded those agencies, then we can go to them with our program. So that's what we're looking at in the short term. Let me just add that we do a lot with our media sponsorships. And recently we've asked anybody that we media sponsor an event that they are having that we can utilize and videotape that event. And they will agree that we can use it as a premium in our fund drive in order to develop some in-house premiums to cut the costs there.
Thank you, folks. And moving on from these short-term goals to a much more long-term vision, we are looking towards utilizing digital and other technologies as well as distribution venues for the expansion and development of multimedia. A multimedia platform for KPFK. There's no denying that the generation, the YouTube, MySpace generation, is becoming a dominant, if not already a dominant force in media distribution, as well as strengthening organizational structure and support through staff development and programmer support, and that includes training that you'll hear a little bit more about. Strengthening available programming with increased diversity and greater accessibility to new voices and new generations, all the while improving the quality and increasing the production value. And part of that long-term vision includes expanding onto a weekend newscast, increasing and sustaining thematic programming such as global warming, human rights, immigration, healthcare, elections, investigative reporting, among others. So we do have to look towards a new generation of programming from where we could say that we've learned over the last 50 years a couple of very important lessons at KPFK, and one of those, of course, is passing the baton, honoring the past while trusting the future. And this is something that I think, you know, has been expressed this PNB. As you look at all of your program directors and you look at some of the new generations of producers that are coming in, there is going to come that point where we need to look towards them as an investment in that future, for they are the next generation who will be sitting at this board. Securing and maintaining greater accessibility for those generations in local communities. We've all expressed in one capacity or another the challenges that we have with programmers whom, albeit relevant, have been there 40, 50 years, and yet we've only been around for 50 years. You know, well, that says a lot and speaks volumes. Maintaining a balance, what I lovingly call at KPFK the three R's of programming, radio activism, radio advocacy, and radio journalism. And, of course, introducing new paradigms in radio, all the while increasing multilingualism. And with that, we segue briefly into the contributions that Pacifica, by way of KPFK, has made to the Spanish language public radio industry. And that's important to note in that recently we've become aware that not only has the CPB been looking at what we have gained in Los Angeles by way of Spanish language programming, but they've also been inspired to generate calls for entries from where we've had just last year an expansion of that movement in Los Angeles, and just last month, I believe it was, or actually earlier this month, one of our quote-unquote competitors, KPCC, has launched their all-Spanish language channel after they did their digital conversion. So why is this important? Well, new contributions to development of new media in the industry, Spanish language content. We would be meeting the demand and meeting and accommodating the change in demographic, all the while Pacifica playing a strategic role in disseminating progressive news information analysis, folks, that guess what? The conservatives have been on and targeting for years now. So Pacifica must lead the way. And one of those ways that we feel is a proper channel is through the development of Informativo Pacifica, whom I'd like to briefly turn it over to Fernando, who can expand on the following three points.
For those who may not be familiar with the roots of Informativo Pacifica, 4 years ago, we began a bilingual news program on the same hour, the same length, Monday through Friday at KPFK, and that was called People with Labores, Pueblos Sin Fronteras, which from the onset we decided that it was necessary to practice what we preach. And speaking about diversity and pluralism, it had to be shown, as just talked about. So we diversified the membership, the ethnicity, the nationality, and the age of the members of the group, the People with Labores Collective. And at the same time that we were doing a bilingual English-Spanish news programming every day, we began, we walked outside the box, and we started doing live broadcasts with other countries south of the border. And there were times that we broadcasted to entire indigenous, hundreds of thousands of indigenous people in small towns in Central America, to the urban metropolitan citizens of Buenos Aires, Argentina. Other times we went to the west coast of Colombia, where the Afro-Colombians and Latino light-skinned indigenous Colombians were part of our live broadcast. And that kind of like set the mold for what we do now, Informativo Pacifica. We have established the relationships. We have established the work and the collaboration across borders with other nations, which we also had the opportunity to share with our friends on the other side of the pool, with European brothers and sisters. And as we speak now, we just closed down an agreement with the Radio of the South, which would puts us in a much larger picture, would help us incorporate ourselves or be part of a continental radio network that would include every single country in this hemisphere. And we're reaching out to on the first phase to go into Europe and then to move to Asia, Africa, and the Middle East. That is what we have in the future, and that's what we're looking for. Why do we do all this? You will say, you know, well, one answer will be that we need to step out of their provincial attitude, that when, you know, the Fortress America, the United States is the center of the universe. It's not, you know. The people of the United States, although rather small, has it's a very influential country, and people south of the border, people in the Caribbean and across the ocean are dying to collaborate with us because they want to tell with their own voices the ugly policies of the United States government is doing in your name. And we're very happy to be part of that. Thank you,
Fernando. And one just very quick point, ladies and gentlemen, before I turn it over to Zuberi in operations. All of this with the support and real push by one station. Just imagine if all fives got behind that. Thank you.
I accepted this position and had two major priorities. That is to reduce the cost of operations and also to improve the environment at KPFK. That includes building relationships to attract businesses, nonprofit organizations to donate equipment, to donate furniture, to donate carpet. Recently, we had just got a water purifier worth $4,000 donated to us. So these are some of the avenues I look to reduce the costs and to improve the environment. I also look forward to undertaking the great task of making KPFK more accessible. And we have done that. I've gone to a seminar in regards to technology and accessibility. We've redone our parking lot, namely the handicap parking. We repaved it, got rid of a lot of the trip hazards that Francine Moeller pointed out. There is a lot of work that needs to be done, but also the finances have got to be there to back that up. I've also taken it upon myself, because programmers need more support and also to improve the quality of our on-air broadcast by offering training for paid and unpaid staff. And this is something that we consistently offer on a weekly basis. With the Santa Barbara Signal, I owe a lot of thanks to Bob Conger and Don Mussel in doing that. And it has been done, and we look forward to putting a booster in Malibu. And we're getting ready to enter negotiations with several sites. In creating efficiencies in the station, just to highlight some of the things that have been done, we have upgraded our thermostats to digital ones so that they will turn off automatically after hours, not in non-essential areas. I've also put motion sensors in the restrooms, so the lights and the fan will turn off if it has not been in use for 15 minutes. These are some of the things that I look to also add as my tenure, continues, is to increase the energy efficiency at KPFK. One of the things that we've also done in fixing the leaking roof, I also looked at ways, well, what else can we do to reduce our energy costs, reduce the heat? In Southern California, you very well know it's hot. And I've discovered the Aztec roofing system, which was installed last year, and it has reduced our energy costs somewhat and also the load on our air-conditioned units, which will require less maintenance. We've also installed backup power generators, because during one fund drive, the power went out when we didn't have generators. And this recent fund drive, the power did go out, and just like a hero, those power generators did kick in, and we were still able to broadcast at 112,000 watts. I also look forward to being an influence in the implementation of HD radio at KPFK. I had spent some time working at Clear Channel in a number of their stations and seeing how they implemented HD radio. We don't need to sell HD radio. Commercial entities are selling HD radio. And in that mission, in our mission, to providing audience, I think it is very necessary for KPFK to be not only a mover and shaker in this new era that is upon us in digital radio. We have the opportunity to offer more content that these commercial entities like Clear Channel, Infinity, Emirates, I can go down the list, and we should be on board with implementing HD radio. Also, a new technology we are in the steps of purchasing the Comrex Access. This is a new technology where it uses mobile broadband to broadcast anywhere, or just about anywhere, as long as we've got a good signal, but it is very, very reliable. This unit doesn't even require us to be plugged to a power outlet. We can put it in our backpack, and a person with that backpack can hold a microphone and broadcast from just about anywhere. And it could be two-way communication. Not only can we have someone at the station, we can also have someone in the field.
So it has GPS, so we can find it if it walks.
There you go. That's even better.
Well, it doesn't have that, but I guess we can probably get LoJack on it or something like that. But these things I look forward to being a part of, because this, you know, we are creating history. We are living history. And I hope to leave my thumbprint in Pacifica and KPFK's history.
Pacifica, this is a young talent you have to watch and develop. There was a couple of more things, but one of the things that Zuber has worked on for about 6 months is, you know, we spend about $80,000 on our phone bills a year, and an extraordinary job, well done. Most of our international calling is the biggest expense we have for our phone bills. It comes to about $10,000 a month. And Zuber did an analysis. We were able to actually, how many phone lines did we disconnect? Like 38 phone lines? There's no building plans or any blueprints at KPFK. And Zuberi found 38 lines that wasn't operational, that was disconnected. Yes, I mean, the infrastructure that we've been dealing with at KPFK has been really challenging, so we've just been going project by project. And one of the things was...
We're saving money now.
Do not interrupt me. So one of the things that Zuber has done is the international calling was as expensive as $4 a minute, and he's gotten some of that down to 35 cents, 9 cents a minute, about 9 cents a minute. Yeah. So we will see a huge... And so when we talk about discipline, this is something that we as a management team work consistently on a daily basis on. Where do we save costs? How do we cut down costs? How do we renegotiate contracts? And just do that on a continuous basis. One of the things that he skipped here was the creation of KPFK's own music production of CDs and DVDs for purchase, and the e-commerce that goes with that, and that is including the PartSafe music library at KPFK. And that's why we started this project. We started negotiations with several independent producers, activists around KPFK to have them produce during fund drives premiums for us for events and other community, important community interest that we know is important to our listeners, so we're getting those kind of premiums coming in at a really low cost. And, you know, one of the things that's important is that we have to do everything all of the time. And for us to expand KPFK, we need to launch a new member listener campaign. I think that's critical for us to increase our member base, to strengthen our community relations, to create more dynamic programming, to create more diversity on the air. And there's so much that we're doing, but there's so much that we're not doing. There's still a lot of communities that is excluded from KPFK. But the reality is, we do a lot of work under some extremely difficult circumstances. And I hope that you recognize that. Amongst the challenges that we face, we continue to strive to ensure that we maintain and sustain the mission of Pacifica. And you can hear it, you can see it here. KPFK has grown, continues to grow, and we have a dynamic management team. We have incredible programmers on the air, and we have a very committed staff, and I just want to say thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Just want to honor a couple of programmers that has passed at KPFK recently. Mondo, if you can talk about Steve Barker that passed on Sunday.
Yeah, folks, this past Sunday, in fact, I got the word, I think, on Thursday, a longtime supporter, friend of KPFK, a very well-known engineer in the music industry, a gentleman by the name of Steve Barker, passed as a result of an infection. And so we just want to acknowledge Steve Barker, who was laid to rest, in fact, this afternoon. Of course, we also had the passing of long time Pacifica programmer, member of the family, Howard Larman, which made up the second half or the other half of the dynamic duo that is Roz and Howard Larman, which is our resident folk music programmer. And one of the, I think, the longest standing programmer, Ruthie Buell, who does a show called Halfway Down the Stairs with Uncle Ruthie, and her husband, who's been with her through and through since the beginning of Pacifica and has been with us, also passed early this year. So we dedicate the success of our station and everything that we've done to them and to all the supporters who've continued to be there for us. And last but not least, I do want to point your attention to the screen that says, Muchas gracias, and for the bilinguality challenge, that means thank you.
However, it's misspelled. It's really Russian.
It was Armando.
It was like literally a last-minute addition because I wanted to be comical.
All right. So should we just stick with the comedy routine, or does anybody have a question? I prefer the comedy routine.
Just look at Dave, and that's all.
Mr. Chair, you live in Los Angeles, and you belong to KPFK.
Evelyn.
Questions, comments, gripes, grievances, glorifications, and praises, please.
Well, once again, I will say that each and every time I hear the report from your station, I want to cry because it's always uplifting.
Thank you.
In the midst of all the struggles, you're managing to do some incredible work, and it is greatly appreciated. We thank you for that.
Thank you.
You also give us a challenge in other listener areas, other signal areas, to really try to do some modeling after especially your development area. And I'm going to really ask that we try to look at some of the creative things that you're doing in that area and other areas and other stations to see what we can model after you. Because based on what Lonnie told us, we really need to do some work pretty quick. And you seem to have some very creative ways of trying to do that. So that's a comment from me, and hopefully I can continue to say that and see how I can help to initiate some of those things since I'm on the development committee at KPFT.
Thank you very much.
Chandra.
Thank you, Dr. Bethune, and I do encourage you to call our development director.
No, I wouldn't.
Well, I'm not going to repeat what Evelyn said. I mean, I'm just blown away, just really, really excited, and thank you so much.
Thank you.
All of you. A couple of things. I think it would be really beneficial when we have this PNB meeting to talk about development issues and how to raise money, and that we invite development directors such as Sue to participate, who can share innovative and creative thinking with us, and also ways to save money. People such as yourself, Saberi, who've come up with very innovative ways of making buildings more green and cost-saving initiatives. So that would be helpful also in sharing that information. And I'd like you to comment a little more on your new listener initiative, new listener campaign. Maybe some of us can learn from what you're going to be doing.
Well, a couple of things, and Sue, anybody else is welcome to comment. One of the things is this 50-year anniversary campaign, and we've already started meeting our major donors. Our intention is over the next 2 years to have a meet and greet or town halls in every major signal area of KPFK. So we will be doing that roadshow and traveling all the way to all of those listeners we haven't met in all of the 50 years of KPFK. So that's one. In terms of outreach, we are now putting together street teams so that when they go to events that they are trained how to solicit members to sign up to KPFK. On our events, we co-sponsor media events. Don't laugh, Mando. How many, Sue?
Anywhere from 7 to 10 a month.
And a lot more on the smaller scale. But what we do at those events, we have incorporated in our agreement the request that if KPFK is media sponsor to your event, that we get 2 to 5 minutes on that stage and we pitch for KPFK. And we send out our programmers and we send out our management team. And that's just some of the things that we're doing. One of, I think, the major thing that is going to change how we do radio at KPFK is obviously the Comrex system. The remote broadcast system. From now on, soon we would be able, Margaret Prescott, to broadcast from anywhere, and we don't have to be concerned about ISDN, and we can really get to those communities. So those are just some of the ideas, but definitely also looking at developing relationships with local producers from different communities so that they themselves. And we talked also about news reporters in our signal areas. Mando, maybe later on you can talk a little bit about just developing, or right now, 30 seconds, you know, to have reporters in our community all over our signal area. So if you could briefly do that.
We've been outlining a local news initiative in which we would partner with, we have, I think, in the LA, greater LA area, Southern California area, something like 36 small city independent newspapers from where there's more than enough, you know, folks who are trying to get into that news production industry. And so we've developed a schematic from which we're approaching these folks to try and partner so as to make, for example, a much more local vibe. So in our newscast, the theory is that we'll be able to now go to the Whittier Report, partnering with the Whittier City News, in which we can identify, if possible, a like-minded reporter whom was able to contribute. And, of course, there's reciprocity between the news organizations, therefore securing both a relationship and fostering potential reporters who can enter the industry, but most importantly contribute to K itself.
And also we're going to launch a college campaign. That is one of the things that have been talked about at the program council, is to launch a college campaign where we collaborate with media departments at colleges and do outreach there and specifically provide online radio so that we can have youth produce only for online because we don't have the space on air. And all these initiatives is, you know, geared at bringing in new members to KPFK.
Before we continue with this, I need to ask a question because of the hour. And that is, we have 45 minutes for the remaining station reports. Do we want to move that to tomorrow's agenda? And can the managers from the other stations be here in the morning? Okay. All right. Then what I'd like to suggest is we take two more questions and comments, and then we move the agenda. Okay. Rip?
Just, I'm sorry, Dave, the kitchen downstairs where we've ordered food, sorry. They close at 11.
What? let us get through these questions. Okay. Go ahead, Rip.
Okay, well, first I'd like to say that the report here this year far exceeds other reports. And I have to say, and I've said in email before, that the report that I heard from Eva last year was the most professional report I'd heard from a manager. But this far exceeds that, and you set a new standard and a new bar for the other stations, I must say. And also, in your report, there were two slides, and they both used the word vision. And I think the short-term and long-term vision is something that we really need here at Pacifica. And I also want to thank Armando and Fernando. Both of those voices have been heard on KSVR. And also for the production of Informativo Pacifica, which is aired daily at KSVR at 1:30 p.m.
Right.
We have lots of national programming from a non-commercial service called Radio Bilingue. But people in my community have developed a lot of local programming that is our priority. However, we also need the resources that Pacifica can bring, that only Pacifica brings, because the voices are different than what we hear on the other channel. And so I really want to thank you for producing the show. Thank you.
So I was just told there's something I have to get done. So can you call him, folks?
Yeah. Who's that? Who? Go ahead.
Mary.
Mary? Okay, go ahead, Mary.
Yeah, I would like to hear some more about
the campaign, the grassroots part of it, to increase the listener base and increase the cooperation relations with the communities. I'd love to know. I think that we could all do a lot more of that. There's so many people that really have not heard of our stations that are right there. I'd like to know what you were doing to do that.
One particular, at the risk of getting involved into different angles, one particular angle to that, Mary, has been to try and identify and develop relationships with other organizations in these particular communities. In our case, for example, we recently entered into some discussions with organizations who outreach to immigration or do work with immigration issues, so that they, whom are the experts in that field and whom have those constituents, we develop a relationship with them where we provide the broadcast venue. They, in fact, provide the kind of services that our audience needs. And as such, there's a degree of reciprocity in terms of outreaching to one another's base and providing the kind of resources and services that we equally focus on. So that's one. You know, let's go to those organizations who are outreaching to folks so that they can help us bring them in through some established relationship.
Mm-hmm. Right. Ray?
Yeah, I'd say that your maturity, you know, we see all one of you, your clear experience and enthusiasm and vision and ability to really work almost flawlessly together is truly amazing. And I commend you, and I'm proud of being part of this. I'm almost speechless, so I'll just say that I'm a strong believer in locally grown and talented experience. So I won't ask you to, except maybe financially, could you share the expertise of the, with the agreement of general manager of WBA, of course, whatever experience you feel you could share with us in terms of raising funding?
Right now? Or did you mean with BA as GM?
Mm-hmm. I'm asking that you... Because I have the feeling that, of course, there are different elements that are coming together to give us not only good programming, but also healthy finance. But I'm asking specifically that you assist us, that you consider assisting us,
yeah,
since we don't have a development director.
Robert Scott Adams and I talked over the weekend, so we've made a commitment to start talking soon. I'm hoping by next week, and see how we can play a supportive role from the station.
Okay. Thank you.
Margaret?
Yeah, just very quickly, I just want to say, really, as a director from KPFK, how proud I am looking at the face of multiracial the United States, the diversity that we should be aiming for in terms of age and multilingual, et cetera. I also want the board to consider very seriously that this team, this management team, has been functioning under tremendous difficulty, tremendous pressure. And I must say, the naysayers and people who are really, you know, have made every effort in a lot of ways to undermine that vision that was outlined for you today, rather than recognizing that people will make mistakes and work with people to help to shore them up, train people, and give them the skills and the support that they need to make KPFK even better. And I would hope that this board, that this PNB, would take some action and really make some statement of support for what is going on at KPFK, because you know, we're functioning in an environment that on some levels is extremely hostile, and on other levels, you could see if people from the community are very supportive. So I just really wanted to point that out, and I would hope that before we leave here this weekend, that this board in some small way, some small measure, we appreciate the applause and the support, but really recognize how difficult it is to achieve what has been achieved under those circumstances, because it means you're working twice as hard. And I must say that this is a team that work like activists. You know, I'm an activist. I'm not clocking out at 5 o'clock. You know, the movement is full time for me. You know, so when I look at a management team that when something needs to be done, they're there. And day or night, how many times have I called you, Zuberi, trying to get this Mumia show? You know, this young man, I'm so proud of him.
Yep.
I'm so very proud of him, Zuberi. and proud of the entire management team and Sue, who's been just a tremendous resource, and everybody up here, you know, the faces that you've seen, I'm very proud of. So I'm kind of making a little plea, you know, to the board to put this within a context. You know what I'm saying? Because this is a future that we have to build.
Zarb, thank you. Can I just make one quick comment?
Just a second. Thomas, go ahead.
I certainly want to agree with the others on the board who said that your presentation, you and the management for KPFK, has been, I guess what we oftentimes say is a cliche, is positive. It was very uplifting, and it was very clear, and it seemed to me to be one that you're very proud of, and that gives us reason to be proud of you. So, and in light of the troubles and struggles that we've witnessed during this meeting, it takes a lot of courage to do what you've done. But I want to say a couple of points. First of all, our chief financial officer has poignantly made clear that Pacifica, including KPFK, mm-hmm. should expect financial troubles with increasing expenditures. And I noticed in your presentation a large amount of improvements at the station, which I'm sure cost a great deal in the way of investments. Mm-hmm. I didn't hear from you in your presentation how you expect to accommodate those increased expenditures. I didn't even hear from you an outline of how large those expenditures were. I think that while your presentation was uplifting, we don't do ourselves service if we simply fall into the tendency of having a pep rally. We don't need a pep rally. Keep doing a good job, but we have to be mindful of the problems that we have, and we have to address them. Our board doesn't address that with the local stations. We really probably don't address it with the national office. So unless you challenge us by presenting your problems and saying how you think you will deal with them, we won't challenge ourselves by either supporting you, offering constructive criticism, or learning from your experience. That's not one. Secondly, and very quickly, there was a faction that is apparently that spoke out earlier today that seemed to me to be clearly opposed to what you're doing. And I didn't hear from you today in your presentation, which quite appropriately was uplifting in light of what we saw earlier. I didn't hear from you how you intend to deal with that. That's not going to go away. I've learned enough in Pacifica to know that it's not going to go away, and I know that you don't believe it's going to go away. So I didn't hear from you whether you wanted the national board, if we can, to visit KPFK to try to broker peace, so I didn't hear from you a policy proposal on what you thought the board should do to try to protect the station from the faction if they're mistaken, or if you're the one in error to address the problems that you've made. That would have been helpful. In other words, what you did was wonderful, but it could have been a little better if you had done that. Thank you.
Thanks, Thomas. It can always be better. I agree with you. I can mention a couple of things on fundraising, and Sue and I will. On the issue of the staff conflicts, or the conflict in the station and the group that was here, the reason why I didn't address it, because that's not what I wanted to focus on tonight. And at some point, I'm hoping that this PNB will give me the opportunity to speak in executive session. At this point, quite frankly, I just don't feel I can do it anymore, so I'm not looking at how to resolve it anymore. I think other people need to step in, like yourself, as the PNB. I've been fighting this fight for 5 years, and I'm tired.
Thank you.
Thomas, can I say one quick thing? On Monday morning, Thomas, I came to my office, and under my door was a note that said, you should resign and take all the Spanish people with you.
Oh, wow.
And in fact, and to me, Thomas, that motivated me. And I've been dealing with that. First of all, the first thing I said to myself was I didn't realize people from Spain were working there.
Thank you.
The second thing I said to myself, I was motivated. And today, unfortunately, I wasn't here. But I'm not even going to attempt to draw parallels. But then again, you guys make up your own mind. I think it's transparent.
Thank you, Armando. Thank you. And thank you for KPFK for hosting this place.
I do, on the issues of fundraising, there is a lot. What I would like to do, because I know it will be a long discussion.
Thank you.
We can send out an email to the PND with an outline of our fundraising plans, if that would be helpful.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, and good job. Thank you. Thank you, KPFK.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I don't want to leave any false impressions. I want to let you all know I love Dwayne dearly. I just was taking a stab at him.
All right. The next and final item on the agenda. Oh, first of all, we
will,
want to thank.
We look forward to seeing you in Moody's. There are wonderful hors d'oeuvres that are now being placed on the bar.
Excuse me. Before we do anything else, I want to thank Angela and Leticia for their wonderful work. For those who don't know, they've been back in the back of the room working the entire day translating every word that has been spoken so the Spanish language audience can have access to these enlightening discussions. So thank you so much. It's a pleasure to have you. Thank you. Can we maintain order? Are we going to do the manager's reports at this point? The remaining station reports. Okay. Dwayne and Robert and Lemlem, are you guys all awake? Is Bobby Hill here from WPFW? Bobby left the house. Okay. I'm going to let you guys spend as much time as you feel you need to make the points you make, because I trust you're as fatigued as we all are. So it's, you guys control the show. Okay, hold on. Everybody, I know that what just happened has everybody talking, but could you close the doors? Would all board members in the hall please come in? We have not exercised discipline all day in our conduct of the meeting. And we need to exercise it for just long enough to give full respect to the remaining managers who have waited all day to give this presentation.
Yes.
And could we get, Mark, could you please ask all board members in the hall to please come back in? Thank you.
Hello.
And before we start, I just want to thank you guys for your stamina and sticking around this late and offer our apologies for it. We're expecting a lot from you constantly. Thank you. Okay, who would like to start?